coming into our sitting now and making any adjustments you might need with your body. Make sure that there's ease in the posture. And yet also you want your posture to be nice and deliberate and alert, upright and dignified to meet this moment, to meet this life. And giving yourself a little soothing touch as another way to enhance embodiment, presence. And really feel the warmth of your hands. And feel them as part of intention for being here, for presence. And also for kindness. And then letting our hands rest again in our laps, engaging soothing touch at any point throughout the practice. And allowing now for some nice full breaths. And then gently letting the breathing subside and be just as it is. And appreciating breathing in and breathing out, the nourishing and soothing effects of breathing. Gently bringing attention back to the breathing as it wanders. No big deal. Remember, we tell the puppy to stay, and the puppy stays a few moments, and then it wanders away. Same with our minds. It's how they work. It's how they are. And we can train, just like training the puppy. Kindly, gently. Just here. Just this moment. Just this breath. Nourishing and soothing again and again and again, wherever it's easy for you to feel breathing, wherever it's pleasant. And over the next few moments, let's give a little extra attention to the in-breath, appreciating its nourishing effects, effects of uplifting and opening, and energizing, activating. Possibly letting the in-breath carry some good wish for yourself in a word, an image, a sensing. What do you need to hear right now? Ease, peace, love, tenderness, rest. Letting the in-breath carry that good wish in a word, an image, a sensing. Really being nourished by the in-breath. And then releasing that extra attention on the in-breath and shifting to the out-breath and enjoying the soothing effects. Really feeling into how with each out-breath the body drops, the shoulders drop, the face can drop, the belly, all the way down to our toes. The hands drop in the lap. And there's rest and ease, releasing, relaxing, soothing with each out-breath, enjoying that for a while. then asking ourselves, is there some being, or perhaps groups of beings, that could really use the ease, the release, the relaxation, the soothing effects of the out-breath, that you'd like to offer compassion to with each out-breath? So take a few moments to scan your mind, heart, for a being or a group of beings. Don't overwhelm yourself. Choose someone that feels approachable, not too much. Doesn't even have to be a being you know very well. It could be a neighborhood dog that's gotten quite old. Could even be a tree that seems like it's struggling. If that makes sense to you. And then as we continue to breathe in and out, breathing in for ourselves and out for this being or these groups of beings. Sometimes groups are a little easier, particular population. Whatever feels workable, breathing in for me and out for you. Hand to the heart or elsewhere to support ourselves, to embellish the offering. If at any point you feel overwhelmed, really ground again in the body and let all of the breathing be for yourself, stabilizing, regrouping. And then when you feel ready, if that happens, offering the out-breath again to this other being or maybe someone easier. if you'd like to extend that good wish with the out-breath to another being or groups of beings, and that feels workable, then have a go with that. And then as you feel ready, just letting go of any sense of self or other, let the breathing expand to breath and body as a whole. Feeling the movements of the breathing through the whole body, like the rising and falling of the waves of the ocean. Whole ocean of compassion. Letting ourselves feel internally caressed by the breathing. And remembering our opening practice, what really matters? What do I care so much about in this life? That I'm here today, that I'm practicing? Has it shifted at all from our earlier reflection? Is it feeling it more deeply with the result of this practice? Is it a little more nuanced? And taking those skillful and friendly intentions into our time together, our time with ourselves and one another. And remembering as we are with one another, as we speak, we can breathe in for ourselves. As we listen, we can breathe out for whomever we're listening to. With that wholesome intention, really giving it life and vitality. And listening to the end of the bells before we move out of the practice and into our session together.